Hello,
my name is Carlos. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably? 50-50?
Definitely.
And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
54.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino,
white.
Asian? Thank you.
White.
And regardless, thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. A strong Republican or not so strong?
Yes.
Strong.
Strong.
Okay. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Real quick, I'm going to read you the list of different issues and concerns. So people say they want their members of Congress most focused on. For each one, ma'am, can you please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on? 10 means it's very important, and 5 is somewhat important, and 0 means it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
The issue of lowering rent, how important is that for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, what number?
10.
And protecting abortion rights?
1.
Okay. And protecting, cracking down on illegal drugs?
9.
Thank you. And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
3.
And protecting democracy and our voting rights?
Wow. Protecting democracy. I'm not sure how to take that.
These are the things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know?
Yeah, so. I know. I would say 5.
Okay, thank you. And funding for mental health services, what number?
4.
Thank you. And improving K to 12 education, what number?
6.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings again towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Any number from 0 to 10, and if you have no opinion or never heard that person or organization, now please say so. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10, what number?
Oh, 0.
And Joe Biden?
Oh, 1.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress, what number?
6.
From 0 to 100, it is, okay?
Oh, 0, okay, 0 to 100. I would say 70.
Okay. And Tina Kotek, I think that's how I pronounce it. Tina Kotek.
Oh, Tina Kotek. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
Okay. And Lori Chavez Diremir, from 0 to 100?
50.
And McDonald's, their organization, what number, from 0 to 100?
40.
And Democrats in Congress?
Oh, 10.
And Janelle Bynum?
Who?
Janelle Bynum. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. Donald Trump?
90.
Okay. And JD Vance from 0 to 100.
80.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today? Would you vote for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Laurie Chavez Derimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Republican.
Okay. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support a small one? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as the president? Strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or approve?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Laurie Chavez Derimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And I wanted to reach out real quick a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. And remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? Thank you. Now, as a mayor of Happy Valley, Laurie Chavez Derimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and a raise family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to child care. Laurie was tired of the same old divisive politics and know that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Second one, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and a local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing a political game, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez Derimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum, or are you undecided? Please
answer. Chavez Derimer.
Okay. Thank you. And what is specifically talk up the most to you about Laurie Chavez Derimer? One thing, if you can just mention one thing, that'd be great.
She's a Republican.
Okay.
Republican.
Just the fact that she represents the party. Now, I'm going to reach a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that statement is very convincing, reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing, reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. And again, ma'am, keep in mind, these are things you're going to hear during their campaign, okay?
Right.
This is one way for you to let them know, no matter what they say, your support will not change. Now, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump might be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk. A Republican majority supported a Trump administration. For 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you to support her?
0.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people cannot afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs raising prices. but not passing the profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
1.
Okay. And Jenna Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of a teacher, a mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K through 12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. What number? From 0 to 10.
1.
Okay. And for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Jenna Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible. Well, you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that nothing cannot be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chance our community needs. From 0 to 10, what number?
1.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Janelle Bynum or Laurie Chavez at Widmer?
Widmer.
Okay.
Chavez.
Understood, man. And let's reach real quick some doubts or concerns people had raised about Laurie Chavez Widmer. Can you please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dairy Mayor for Congress? A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all concerned, no doubts, okay? Now, Laurie Chavez Dairy Mayor is out of touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayer foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and parties at D.C., while Oregonians deal with the rising costs. Laurie is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Is that right? Doubts, a great deal of doubts, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Laurie Chavez Dirimer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record showed that she's no different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle the inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all doubts?
Not at all.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, we're almost finished. Now, I'm going to ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laurie Chavez Dirimer or Janelle Bynum? Or undecided?
Luis Chavez Dirimer.
Okay. And to finish this up, and for statistical purpose only, the last few questions, what is the last year of a schooling that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow? Married, okay.
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for President Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you very much, man. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your patience. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye, man. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.